Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Roughneck DJ intro with resampling, jungle style, old school DNB energy, and at raw tension you hear before the drop. Today we're making a 16-bar intro that feels like it could open a classic set. Not too polished, not too neat, but still super intentional. The main idea here is simple. Instead of trying to program every single part from scratch, we'll build a few strong ideas, resample them, chop them up, and turn them into new movement. That's a very regal jungle workflow, and it's one of the best ways to get character into your drums and intro arrangements. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're keeping the tools beginner-friendly and using stock Ableton devices only. But even with that simple approach, you can get something seriously effective. First, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That range is right in the pocket for classic jungle and old-school DNB. It gives the groove enough speed to feel urgent, but still leaves room for that rolling, ragged energy. Now set up your tracks. You'll want a drum or breakbeat track, a bass track, an audio track for resampling, and optionally a return track with reverb or delay. If you like to compare against a reference tune, you can keep one on the side too. That can help you check whether your intro has the right kind of momentum. Start with the breakbeat. Load in a break sample or loop, preferably something with a solid snare and hat pattern. If you have an Amen-style break, great. If not, any punchy break will work. Put it into arrangement view and make sure it's warped in a way that keeps the groove intact. For breakbeats, beats mode is usually a good starting point. You want the transients to stay punchy, not smeared. A really important mindset here is to think in phrases, not just loops. Jungle and DNB intros often evolve every 2 or 4 bars, even if the changes are tiny. A missing kick, a little hat variation, a reversed hit, a snare ghost note, anything like that can make the groove feel alive. So let's build a 4-bar break phrase. Keep bar 1 fairly simple. Let the listener hear the groove. Then in bar 2, add a small variation. In bar 3, maybe throw in a fill or a reversed hit. By bar 4, increase the tension a little more so the loop feels like it's heading somewhere. If you want to chop the break quickly, use simpler in slice mode and slice by transients. That makes it easy to trigger pieces with MIDI notes and create a more hands-on jungle feel. If you'd rather stay in audio, you can manually cut the break and nudge a few slices slightly off the grid. Tiny timing shifts like that are part of the charm. They can make the rhythm feel more human and more old school. At this stage, you can add a little drum bus to the break track. Keep it gentle. A bit of drive, a little crunch, and just enough transient shaping to bring the break forward. Don't overcook it yet. The intro should still have room to grow. Next, we're going to create a bass tease. And this is important. Do not jump straight to the full drop bass. That's one of the most common beginner mistakes. In the intro, you want to hint at the bass line, not fully reveal it. Use operator, wave eatable, or analog and make a simple mono bass sound. A saw or square bass tone works well. Add a low pass filter, keep the envelope short, and write a 1 or 2 note phrase that answers the break. Think call and response. Drums say something, bass answers, then the drums keep moving. Keep the bass dark and controlled. A filtered intro bass can sit around 120 to 250 Hz in terms of cutoff, depending on the sound. You're not trying to fill the whole low end yet. You're teasing the identity of the drop. Now for the fun part, resampling. Create an audio track called Resample FX, and set it to record from resampling or from your drum bass group if you want a cleaner capture. In Ableton Live 12, grouping the tracks first can make this really smooth. Then arm the resample track and record a few bars of the break and bass together. What are we listening for? We're looking for interesting moments, a filtered break, a bass hit with a tail, a short transition noise, or a combined drum and bass tension moment. Once it's recorded, you've got new audio material to work with. This is where the magic starts. A lot of beginners keep tweaking the original sound forever. But in this style, committing to the resample is part of the sound. It's like saying, that take was the one, and then reworking it into something bigger. Now drag that resampled audio onto a new track or into simpler and start chopping it. You can keep one slice as a rising texture, reverse another slice for a lift, or trim the tail from a bass hit so it punches harder. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's being assembled from parts, which is exactly the right kind of jungle attitude. Add auto filter to the resampled layer and automate the cutoff over time. A slow filter sweep is one of the easiest ways to make tension feel alive. You can open it gradually over 4 or 8 bars, then add a quick change right before the drop. A low pass or band pass filter can work really well here, depending on whether you want the build to feel open or more claustrophobic. Now let's automate energy in layers, not just with one giant riser. That's a huge tip. A lot of people rely on one big sweep, but roughneck-style intros often feel stronger when several smaller movements stack together. So automate the breakbeat filter. Open it slowly. Automate the bass level so the low end teases in and then pulls back. Send a few snare hits into reverb near the end of the phrase. Maybe automate delay feedback briefly on one chopped vocal hit or FX hit. And if you need a clean gain move, use utility. The goal is pressure, not decoration. Every automation curve should do one job: tension, lift, or impact. If it doesn't change the feeling, remove it. A good structure for a 16-bar DJ intro might go like this. Bars 1 to 4 are your stripped break, bars 5 to 8 bring in the bass tease, bars 9 to 12 introduce the resampled tension loop, and bars 13 to 16 are the final build, fill, and release into the drop. That kind of phrasing is DJ-friendly because it gives the mix a clear shape. A DJ can hear where the section is going, and the floor gets time to lock into the groove before the drop lands. You can also add some controlled effects to support the vibe. Echo is great for short dubby tails or rhythmic movement. Reverb can add space to selected hits. Saturator can give the break or resample a little grit. EQ8 is essential for cutting low-end clutter from effects. And drum bus can help glue the whole thing together. Just remember, in D&B, clarity matters. Don't drown the intro in effects. The kick and snare relationship still need to punch through. The low end has to stay readable. Especially if this is meant to work in a DJ mix, too much wash can kill the impact. If you want an extra jungle flavor, try resampling a short delay or reverb tail, then reverse it or chop it into a pickup before the drop. That's a classic move. It adds that recorded, abused, and reworked feeling that makes old-school D&B so alive. For the last two bars, you want the intro to clearly say, "The drop is coming." You can remove the sub for half a bar, add a snare fill, open the filter on the resampled effects, drop in a reversed cymbal, or shorten the final bass note so the drop has more space to hit. This final phrase should feel like a launch point. Clear, dangerous, and ready to go. Before you call it finished, do a quick mix check. Keep some headroom on the master. Try to stay around -60 dB peak if possible. Check mono compatibility with utility. Make sure the sub isn't fighting the kick. And cut unnecessary low end from the FX layers with EQ8. And here's a beginner rule that will save you a lifetime. If the intro sounds messy, remove something before adding something else. In this style, a good roughneck build often sounds powerful because it's disciplined. The groove is doing the work, not just the number of layers. So if you want a quick recap, the process is this. Build your intro around breakbeat groove, bass teasing, and automation. Use resampling to turn your own material into new jungle-style texture. Keep the arrangement DJ-friendly with clear 4-bar or 8-bar phrasing. Automate filters, reverb, delay, and levels for tension. And use Ableton's stock tools like Simpler, Autofilter, Drum Bus, Saturator, EQ8, Utility, and Echo to shape the vibe. If you want to practice this, give yourself 10 to 20 minutes and try building one 16-bar intro from scratch. Pick a break, chop it into a 4-bar phrase, create a short bass tease, resample the break and bass together, chop the resample into a new layer, automate a filter sweep, and add one transition hit before the drop. Then listen back and ask yourself one question. Does this feel like a DJ could mix it in? That's the real test. And if you want to push it further, try making 3 different 8-bar intro variations from the same break and bass idea. One with a filter sweep into the drop, one with a drum fill and chopped resample hit, and one that spaces out with a reversed FX tail. Compare them and pick the one that has the strongest tension curve, not just the most sounds. All right. That's your beginner roughneck DJ intro build using resampling in Ableton Live 12. Keep it gritty, keep it focused, and let the groove do the talking.